music by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. And Tim, what did we hear?
We just heard four movements for bassoon, horn, cello, and piano that I wrote in 2001.
And who are our performers? You're only going halfway the whole thing. Go.
It was performed by my dear friends, Keith McClellan on bassoon, Calvin Smith on horn, Wesley Baldwin on cello, and Faye Adams on piano at the University of Tennessee.
Thanks. Delightful pieces. And, you know, the thing about it is that you mentioned a little while ago that two of those pieces were transcriptions from your suite for orchestra.
Kids play, a fun suite for
and
orchestra.
And we're going to hear the piece we just heard in its original orchestration. Tell us a little bit about the whole suite as a whole.
Well, the suite started out as a movie score. You know, back in my early days of writing, I took several of my film scores that were electronic and transcribed them for orchestra. And this came from the first two movements of this orchestral suite came from a film I did called The Pursuit of Happiness, not to be confused with Will Smith's movie of the same name. This was a student project at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. And so in putting this together, I had the first two movements I transcribed. The last three movements I wrote specifically for this suite. And two of those we just heard, the Lullaby and the March, and the final movements, the Scherzo. So we're going to hear the March as in its original form orchestrated.
In our performance, the Millennium Symphony is conducted by Robert Ian Winston. Music once again by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. You were just listening to March on the Playground from the Sweet Kids Play by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller, as performed by the Millennium Symphony, conducted by Robert Ian Winston. And I think the influence from Stravinsky was quite apparent.
Quite apparent in that, yeah. That, you know, I learned a lot. And I think you learn a lot about writing in specific styles by imitating people. There was a little bit of imitation in that, I guess you could say. But, you know, it taught me a lot about how to develop my own voice. And, you know, I think that's important sometimes.
Oh, sure. Well, obviously you were inspired by Stravinsky. How about some other composers that mean a lot to you, you know, in terms of...
Well, the ones that I've listened to, that I've studied really in depth, just really devoured their scores, would be Prokofiev, Ravel, you know, current composers, Christopher Rouse, you know, love his orchestral music, and you know, he certainly cornered the market in that regard. But you know, even my first teacher, John Anthony Lennon, a lot of his music has influenced the way I look at my own music, and try to find my own voice.
Very good. Well, we are going to go now to a new release. We went. You mentioned the one before. Now we're going to go to another one. We just talked about the other one. This is on the Navona Records label, and the CD is titled Dashing Sounds of the Season. And we're going to listen to a selection of yours from this, I have to say, Christmas disc. And maybe it will help cool us down a little bit. I don't know. Tell us about the collection and about your work, A Christmas Celebration.
Well, this is something that Bob Lord from Parma had contacted me about, asked if I had anything that would be Christmassy. And I said, yeah, I do actually have a wind ensemble piece that I have, and it's called A Christmas Celebration. And, you know, it's kind of a fanfare chorale piece, a combination of a fanfare beginning and ending with a chorale in the middle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was a great opportunity to showcase this piece. I actually wrote this piece back in 1985 or 86, I believe, and premiered it as two separate pieces, the fanfare and the chorale, with my high school band that I was teaching, Berkeley High School. For any of my students out there listening, you may remember this piece. Mm-hmm. But I later, just a few years ago, made a compilation of the two, which I think works better as a whole as opposed to two separate pieces. So this compilation is the only one on here that's a wind ensemble piece. Most of the other pieces on here are jazz. There is a Tchaikovsky piece on this as well.
Okay.
So a little Christmas in August, I think.
And let's lower the temperature.
Yes, please.
Yes, a long way. We listen now to A Christmas Celebration by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller, as performed by the Moravian Philharmonia Wind and Percussion Ensemble. Peter Vronsky conducts.
Thank you.
Well, you were just listening to A Christmas Celebration by my guest Timothy Lee Miller, as performed by the Moravian Philharmonia Wind and Percussion Ensemble, conducted by Peter Vronsky, and this is from a recently released Navona Records CD titled Dashing Sounds of the Season.
Actually, it will be released September 9th.
September 9th. Oh, so it's not out yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a pre-release of it today.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I just want to remind you that you are listening to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 5:30 until 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, Tim, we have heard a number of your works on today's program, and listeners may want to find out a bit more about you and check out your website. What is your website address?
They can find me at www.timothymillermusic.com.
And if they search your name, Timothy Miller, will it come up?
It should, yeah. Timothy Miller, composer, you know, or Timothy right. Lee Miller. You'll see it on Google. I'm around.
That's it. Okay.
Fortunately, I've gotten my my name printed out there enough that it comes up. So
good, very good. And there will also be a link on today's playlist on my website to your website, and my website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org, and the audio files for today's entire edition of Classical Discoveries will be posted on my website by this evening. Well, the time is approaching 10:24, and we continue with more music by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. You just heard The Garden of Dreams by my guest Timothy Lee Miller, as performed by the Composer's Choir, conducted by Daniel Shaw. Well, Tim, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about this piece and mention the fact, well, I'm going to let you have the fun telling about that. It won an award.
Yeah. This won a contest in 2011, the International Composition Prize for Excellence in Music Composition. The composition was held in Thessalonica, Greece, actually. So I sent it there and heard back a few months later that it had won the intermediate division. They had different divisions, and this won the intermediate division. Not an overly complex or difficult piece to perform. So this was recorded, actually, with three other of my choral works by the Composer's Choir. We did a recording session in St. Patrick's Old Cathedral, not the big shiny one on Fifth Avenue, but this is the one down in...
Was that one of the pieces we heard early in the show?
Yes, Tears.
Tears,
yes.
Right, okay.
Beautiful old cathedral, built in 1809, I believe, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous cathedral.
Very good. Well, why don't we go now to a brand new composition of yours, just from last year. Why don't you tell us a bit about 224 Slices of Pie? And this has nothing to do with apples and peaches.
No, this is the numerical pie.
P.I.
I had applied to the Neef Norf Summer Contemporary Music Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee, my hometown. Held at the University of Tennessee, and I was accepted as a composition fellow, and I wrote this piece for that. They assign you an ensemble based on the musicians that are attending, and I had flute, cello, piano, and percussion. So I set nice about time. Writing. I said, well, I'm going to write something that really pushes me as a composer as well as the ensemble. And so I came up with this idea to create a serialized work based on the number of pi. And as the number, the title suggests, the first 224 places, decimal points of pi. I'm not going to recite them, but they're actually in the front of my score. But what I did was I actually created three different movements that each use a prescribed set of codes that I came up with to create the melodic line and even the harmonic content.
Right.
The first movement actually is all unison and octaves. The second movement is one melody that's very elongated that each instrument plays through, and there's a lot of transposition of octaves and things like that take into play based on the ranges of the instruments. The third movement is all serialized based on harmonies and rhythms, you know, so whether the number four is, the instruments are playing in fourths, and there's going to be four eighth notes in a measure. So it's all prescribed by the number pi.
Okay, so very, very interesting. So who are our performers?
Our performers are Chris Shelb on flute, Hannah Meyer on cello, Andrea Lodge on piano, and Ryan Patterson on percussion.
Well, we listen now to 224 Slices of Pie, dating from 2015, by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. Thank you. music by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. Tim, what were we listening to?
That was 224 Slices of Pie. That was performed at the 2015 Neef North Summer Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And who were our performers?
That was Chris Shelb on flute, Hannah Meyer cello, Andrea Lodge piano, and Ryan Patterson percussion.
Very interesting piece. You know what I think we've seen so far today, and we're going to get another side of you in just a little while, is that your music is very varied. You know, as I'm sure you've...
I've not really stuck to one style or one genre or one musical vice. I'm attracted to many things. I've been really writing a lot of art songs lately, and that's been working well. And, you know, jazz has been working well.
Good.
I would love to write more orchestral things, but it's difficult to get those performed.
That's the problem everybody says.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, when you're writing, and as you've shown right now, you write for the instrumentation you have available to you.
Yeah, well, that I think contemporary chamber music really speaks well to that, because they come up with these festivals, they come up with all kinds of crazy combinations. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have even a theremin to write for sometime, you know. And, you know, it really, you have to be versatile as a composer to be able to be viable. You have to be able to write a lot of different styles.
Right. Well, Tim, we are starting to get a little bit close to the end of our broadcast, and I wanted to ask you about what is coming up for you during the upcoming season.
Well, for the rest of this year, I have the Christmas CD, which is being released next month, and I just did the jazz solo, my first solo CD release, e-release, which I'm working on a hard copy release of that. But coming up in October, I have a performance, which will be the third performance of my art song cycle, three mm-hmm. poems of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which was premiered 2 years, 3 years ago, I'm sorry,
okay,
by Duo Moderne. It's a New York City-based duet. Soprano Lauren Ishida and her husband Nobi Ishida. They teach at Hunter College. Lauren happens to be one of the sopranos that was on these recordings that we heard earlier. So
okay.
I really loved her voice, just a beautiful high soprano. And I called her after I'd written the first piece, The Day Is Done, on my piece, Three Poems of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And she liked it so much that she asked me to write two more. So in essence, she commissioned me to write to complete the cycle, basically. And she's right. performed it twice before. This will be her third performance in okay. October. And that's coming up at the Nicholas Rorsch Museum, October 16th. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that, because she's going to be performing the third movement of that right. work, which she hasn't done yet.
And are you writing some other stuff right now? Yeah.
I am. I'm finished.
Sure you are.
always trying to write something.
Of course.
I just finished two more art songs by text by a good friend of mine who I've written with before, Linda Marcus, very well-known lyricist out of Pittsburgh. She wrote one for me about three years ago, called The Morning Dove. It took me a couple of years to get to it, but I finished it last year, and I just finished a sister art song to that one called The Hummingbird, which I'm looking forward to those being performed hopefully later this year or early next year.
Well, great. It sounds like you have things going on. Tim, we're going to end with a piece inspired. I guess we're going to end with a piece titled Hot Miami Nights. And I thought before we do that, we would listen to a piece about a snowy evening. this was purposely planned when we were talking.
Yeah,
you know,
hot and cold.
And this is actually a very beautiful piece, which I like very much. Tell us about Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening from 2014.
Well, I think everybody's familiar with Robert Frost's famous poem of Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. This actually came from the piano part. Actually, I pulled from another work that I did called Canticle of Winter, which you and I were talking when I first got here about writing a piece for the University of St. Andrews in Scotland and meeting a former guest of yours, Paul Mueller. And so the piano part actually from this was derived from a very small piano part in that. And I created the whole work based on that one little motif of this song. This is an art song which was performed in February at Bowling Green State University by a composer, soprano that I met at a conference. Her name is Emily Custer. This was on her senior composition and piano recital, and her sister-in-law, Mariah Custer, is playing piano. So it's just a beautiful, snowy, feel-good art song.
The piano part is really very effective.
Yeah, it's funny. The Canticle of Winter that I wrote, it also depicted snow, and when in the poem, the snow was falling, I introduced this little motif, and it's like, I like that. It's not getting used enough here, so I pulled it, and it becomes the whole basis of this piece.
Well, we listen to it now. This is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, a composition dating from 2014.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, dating from 2014, by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. And we heard soprano Emily Custer and pianist Moriah Custer. Once again, music by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller. Well, Tim, first of all, I just want to thank you once again for coming down. You've been a great guest. And I think we had a tremendous amount of fun during the last hour and 20 minutes, which I have to say went very quickly.
Yeah, it has gone by quickly. And thanks again for asking me to come down. I've thoroughly enjoyed spending time with you and sharing my music.
It was fun. It was definitely fun. And we're going to sign off with one of your jazz compositions. This is titled Hot Miami Nights and comes from the 2-CD set on the Ansonica Records label. And this CD is titled Abrazo, the Havana Sessions. Tell us, this is like a project.
Yeah,
tell us more about this.
This is pretty much, this is a historic project, really. After President Obama relaxed the travel restrictions to Cuba back in 2014, Parma was quick to jump on that and look for a way to go down and record the Cuban musicians who are among the best at jazz there are anywhere in the world. They're just amazing. So they put this project together, and I remember seeing an email from Parma. This was shortly after I'd just finished the Alone Suite for Orchestra project with them the year before. And I said, you know what, that sounds like fun. So I sent Bob an email, and I said, Bob, tell me more about this. And he said, you know, with this, we're going to Cuba. We're going to record. He said, you got anything? I said, yeah, I do. So I sent him one piece. I sent him this piece, Hot Miami Nights. And he said, this is perfect. This is exactly what we want to do. So he, a few months later, contacted me and said, you know, for the price, we've got room to do two pieces. So if you've got something else, I said, yeah, I believe I do. So I sent him the second piece, which is On an Autumn Day, which is a bossa nova. Hot Miami Nights is a mambo. It's kind of spicy.
I think, and if you look through this collection, I mean, there is a tremendous variety of composers.
There are 8 composers from mostly the United States, but Margaret Brandman from Australia is the only non-American composer.
Right.
And all the other composers, incidentally, 3 of the other composers I've had connections with on other projects.
Yeah, so, I see, because some of the names we mentioned, Michael Murray, whose music I've played before.
Right, he's on Spellbound with my Alone
piece.
With
the other piece we did.
And John Carollo is on the choral CD that we played, Undiscovered Choral Gems, where the Garden of Dreams is.
Right.
So, and Roger Borland, I had met many years ago in my Los Angeles days. He used to teach at the University of at UCLA, I'm sorry, right. And was a customer of mine when I was working at the Guitar Center.
Guitar place. Oh, yes. My gosh.
Believe it or not.
It's a small world.
It is. And you know what? In music, it is a very small world, and you never know who you meet today and how you might connect in some way. So.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
But this project was an amazing experience. There were only 8 composers and 5 people from the record company, and we went down for 1 week in November last year. And Parma just did a wonderful job of lining everything up, scheduling all the recording sessions, and it was amazing because of the quality of the musicians. The people were just very hungry to meet American composers and perform our music, and they completely Cubanized my music.
Very good.
They completely Cubanized it. I mean, it's
really, as you said, it's hot sounding.
It is.
And it really is. Well, before we listen to it, I just want to let you know that you can visit my website if you have any questions or want to see more information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address on my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist and the audio files for today's program will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming. By the way, who was our ensemble on this?
Well, I would read all the names, but they're mainly in Spanish. And
oh, that's okay. All right.
But many of the performers are well-known musicians in Cuba, and many of them play with the band Ikere.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah. Joaquin Betancourt is the conductor.
Okay. Great. Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We listen now to our final work, Hot Miami Nights, by my guest, Timothy Lee Miller.